From the Jackalope Studios high above the city in beautiful Zona Rosa, welcome to Minutes to Memories, reconnecting spirit, mind, and body with your host, Dr. Daryl Drumright.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday night. This is Daryl Drumright, Minutes to Memories, coming to you on Jackalope Radio. Tonight, we're going to read a couple verses of the Tao Te Ching, and then we're going to get into my super tonic recipe for the season, ways to stay healthy and avoid the flu vaccine.
We were talking about vitamin D earlier. I thought that was interesting about the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. The skin produces a hormone called calcitosferol, and we call it vitamin D. It's actually not a vitamin at all. It's a hormone. It's a big fad right now. Your medical doctors have this $300 exam that you go in and they'll draw blood and say, oh, well, you're low on vitamin D. And then they try to pump you full of 40,000 units of synthetic vitamin D, which is very toxic. It's not good for you. Vitamin D itself, or the hormone that they're basing the vitamin D on, it's got wonderful science that's come up recently and being studied at reversing cancer, actually destroying cancer, at reversing all kinds of inflammatory processes in the body. And inflammation is the root of almost all diseases in the body. And vitamin D, or the D3 hormone, is very powerful way of protecting yourself from all these things. But the only way to really get it is sunlight, sunshine. You can see in study after study that as you go more and more north and less sun exposure, you see an increased incidence of breast cancer and cervical cancer and colon cancer and all these kinds of cancers that can have a direct on the earth relationship of how far north the person lives. The farther north, the less sun you get, the more likely you are to get cancer. So the way to combat this is go out and get some sun. Now, if you live in the northern tiers in the wintertime, it's hard to get sun, especially in the wintertime. So I advocate going to a tanning booth. I know there's a lot of bad press out there about the radiation exposure and everything else that you get when you go to a tanning booth. But in my opinion, although yes, putting yourself in a electromagnetic energy field, we talked about that last week, is not a good thing necessarily, but the benefits you get for having the skin produce the hormone D3 far outweigh any risk you may have by the exposure to electromagnetic radiation of sitting in that booth. I used to own a tanning salon itself, because I've always believed in this principle. And in the last 10 years, the vitamin research that's come around is really exciting. I mean, the information's great, showing people that these things are good for you. The problem is it comes out gimmicky. It comes out as, you know, we've got the $300 lab and we're going to sell you a bunch of vitamins that really don't work and they really don't need. And what it winds up showing is the person selling you that stuff really doesn't know what he's talking about. Some drug rep, somebody came into his office and said, hey, here's the coolest new thing. Go sell this. And it's really sad because they should read a little deeper and understand that the D3 is a hormone, not a vitamin, and your body needs to make it itself, not take it as a supplement. Now, if it's in food, green leafy vegetables, a lot of fish has a lot of vitamin D in it. Anything that's fatty has a lot of vitamin D.
That's all good for you then.
Yeah, that's all good for you to do it that way when it's in a food product. But taking large doses of supplemental.
Synthetic, yeah.
Yes, no, that's not good.
It's terrible.
It causes brittle bones and it can lead to different types of tumors and problems in the body. It's not a good idea to take it as a supplement.
I every winter I have to go at least a few times to a tanning bed because I get that depression, you know, that, and I'm not a depressive person, but I feel that depression coming down on me because I lose that sunlight. And because here, you know, once it hits,
right,
we're in the gray for months, you know, so I want the West Coast any day.
Oh yeah. I'm not a cold weather person myself either. I mean, put me in the jungle, man. I mean, I like it sweaty and hot.
Yep.
I don't like that cold weather.
No way. Well, that's cool to know, Dr. D.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Todd. And these are the kind of things that come up, you know, like you see throughout the 20 years I've been doing this, I've seen fad after fad, you know, these things come up. One month you see everybody having the gallbladder out and you're like, what happened? Somebody have a seminar around here? I mean, all of a sudden everybody's having their gallbladder out.
That's it.
You know, and then it's appendix and then it's vitamin D and then, and it just kind of flows through. So you can tell that some company has put out some seminar and all the local doctors went to the seminar and now they're all recommending the same thing.
That's it.
And I hear patients come in here, well, what about this? What about this? And I smile. And I say, thank you for your questions. You know, I'm really glad to see you're interested, but let's get down to the truth of this, you know, that there is some truth to it, but let's understand what's going on here, not just jump on some bandwagon.
Because exactly.
Because now it's
too popular. Much of that.
See, I was country before country was cool, you know.
That's right.
I was alternative natural healthcare way before it became cool. It's exciting that it is getting to be cool now. I mean, after 25 years of my study, it's great to be vindicated. Right.
Starting to come back in.
There was another report out this week, the American Dental Association teamed up with the Centers for Disease Control to actually discourage people from using fluoride water in your baby and for your children and your infant formula. So there's the actual authorities are saying that fluoride's bad for you now. And I've been harping against fluoride for 15 years, you know, against a brick wall. And now all of a sudden, you know, the walls are coming down and everybody's like, you know, maybe you shouldn't be taking all that fluoride.
It's too much. Yeah.
It's number one cause of tooth enamel fluorosis, which is an accumulation of fluoride in the teeth that makes them brittle and break and hard and not good.
Not good,
you know,
at all.
People around with gray teeth, that's what it is. It's fluoride that's causing that. And yet most people think fluoride's good for you. Crazy.
There you go.
Crazy stuff. Okay, so we're going to get into the Tao Te Ching today. This is a Lao Tzu's book from the 4th century BC of wisdom. We're going to read verse number 21 and verse number 22 tonight. Verse number 21. The great integrity is a paradox. The great integrity is a paradox. It is inherent in the universe, yet its form is so elusive. It is the vital essence of every entity, yet nothing announces its essential character. The great integrity was apparent before time, space, and matter appeared to separate. How can we remind and reinfuse ourselves with this very touchstone of all essentialities and connections? By refusing time, space, and matter with the spiritualization of our materiality and with the materialization of our spirituality. Yeah, that one's good.
That's awesome.
Then, when our dualities and numeralities become blurred and forgotten, the great integrity will reemerge in forms of such incredible depths and dimensions of enlightenment precisely because our temporary fragmentary consciousness created a multi-millennial amnesia. Dr. Dale's commentary. In this case, I took some liberties with the translation to bring Lao Tzu's essential idea of the great integrity as a paradox into contemporary terms and issues. While Lao Tzu refers to substance, essence, and belief, and the fragmentation of all things and ideas, I translate this as the separation of time, space, and matter. Of course, the integrity of energy, time, space, and matter, which Lao Tzu intuits and calls the great integrity, has been scientifically verified by Einstein, which its specific relations defined by his well-known E equals mc-squared equation. Even by Lao Tzu's time, dualism and quantification began to replace the great integrity in the categorizing and enumerations of the 10,000 things. Of course, you know, separating and labeling everything. Of course, modern institutions and science since the time of Descartes and Newton greatly escalated the process. Gradually, competition and fragmentation began more and more to appear as the nature of nature and of the universe, thereby rationalizing the organization of societies into competing units as natural and inevitable. The accompanying philosophies dichotomized mind and matter, spirituality and materialism, and provided the ideological basis for the separation of religion from science. Each philosophy and religion developed its own explanation of how misery and inhumanity are inherent in the nature of everything that doesn't reside in heaven. But it was this very fragmentized consciousness that produced modern science and technology, which in turn now provides the material basis for the possibility for planetary abundance. As we approach the establishment of a possibly egalitarian planetary community, the dualistic underpinnings of life as relative scarcity can begin to crumble, allowing us to spiritualize our materiality and materialize our spirituality. We are poised to set foot on the social and personal paths towards reachieving the great integrity which Lao Tzu's contemporaries could realize only in their meditation and dreams. Here's to the multimillennial period of great integrity amnesia, which paradoxically was our historical prerequisite to re-achieving the great integrity itself on a higher level than nature first expressed it. Before human beings, the great integrity was the unconscious common experience of all life. Now we human beings can recreate it and live it consciously, unique capabilities, a unique capability of our species. As we've spent several thousand years trying to define the world and the universe we live in and separate it out in its component parts into DNA and atoms and submolecules and prions, the more farther we've gotten into this world of division and delineation and separation, the more we're coming full circle to realize that it all wraps back around and that you can't have one without the other. DNA studies, wonderful, as they've got themselves into a conundrum of a trap. They approached and spent billions of dollars researching DNA to find a cure or a label or one thing that they can change and fix all man's problems. And what they've discovered is there is no one DNA that does anything by itself. They all dance in a rhythm with all the other strands of DNA. So you have to have the whole creature, the whole length of the DNA for anything to function at all. You can't just take one piece out and say, oh, there it is. So once again, it drives us right back to the holism that the outward environment and the internal life force both mutually coexist as a paradox, and we come full circle back to the beginning.
Wow.
It's awesome. I mean, you're seeing this happen in the minds of people all over the world right now. I mean, you're seeing this trust in the division of governments and division of stuff all collapse and fall apart because people are realizing that that's all a bunch of BS and that, you know, we need to start trusting each other and believe in life itself and that my neighbors and the people that I can touch are what's real. And these rules and regulations coming down from somebody who doesn't care anything about me is not what I'm going to go for anymore.
Yep.
It's a good time to be alive.
It is.
You know, it's a Chinese
revolution.
Revolution, baby.
That's it.
The
revolution.
Okay. Verse number 22. This is a short one. Celebrate paradox. And what is paradox?
We just learned. It's the forward motion of all things.
Everything has an opposite. There's no way of describing one thing without having the opposite thing to bring it into play. So you can't you can't have just one without the other.
That's right.
So you have a paradox, paradox. No thing remains itself. Each prepares the path to its opposite. To be ready for wholeness, first be fragmented. To be ready for rightness, first be wronged. To be ready for fullness, first be empty. To be ready for renewal, first be worn out. To be ready for success, first fail. To be ready for doubt, first be certain. Because the wise observe the world through the great integrity, they know they are not knowledgeable. Because they do not perceive only through their perceptions, they do not judge this right and that wrong. Because they do not delight in boasting, they are appreciated. Because they do not announce their superiority, they are acclaimed. Because they never compete, no one can compete with them. Verily, fragmentation prepares the path to wholeness, the mother of all origins and realizations.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one.
It really just puts it all down into a basic thing that, you know, we are a part of the one big picture.
Yeah.
No matter how much our mind tries to separate and distinct, you can have the paradoxes that I am an individual, yet I'm also a part of the one, part of the whole.
And, that's right.
And both exist at the same time. And that's the ultimate paradox that Lao Tzu talks about so much. And it's very hard for the modern linear mind, Western mind, to get a grip around that because everything has to be in lines and sequences.
And it's a very me generation too, you know, mm-hmm. So they don't think of the big picture.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all separate. You know, I'm here, you're there.
Yep.
Instead of I'm here, and then you're a part of me over there too, and we all blend together.
That's the way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So commentary from Dr. Dale. This verse is an elaboration on paradox of the previous four verses. It seems that now we might be able to recover the great integrity precisely and paradoxically because we have suffered so many centuries as victims of its loss. Paradox and the transformation of all of any entity into its opposite is not only the nature of the great integrity, but its own rebirth and indeed of all natural processes.
Mm.
That's why I like the Tao Te Ching. I mean, it's not secular. It's not religious per se. It's just investigating and exploring the observable truths. This is Dr. Drumright, Minutes to Memories, coming to you from Jackalope Radio, Friday night. Go have a drink.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Look, whose guitars are these? Move them around. You had me. You had me at hello. Maybe it's the Crown Royal.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Hey, this is Dr. Drumright, segment number two on Minutes to Memories, Friday night. Hope everybody's having a good time. It's raining here in Kansas City, so chill out and warm up. Some wintertime is coming. We've had some nice weather around here, but I don't think it's going to last much longer. Speaking of that, as the weather cools off, your immune system is challenged. As we talked about earlier, things are drying out, the mucus dries out. One thing I want to tell you for sure is hydrate right now. Drink lots of pure, fresh water, because in the summertime, you know to drink water because it's hot outside. But right now, especially in our modern world, the heaters, the central heating is very drying. It dries the air. If you don't have a humidifier in your house, you are the humidifier. You walk in with exposed skin, you have moisture in your skin, and the air around you doesn't have as much moisture as you have, so you will offer moisture to the surrounding air and dry out very quickly. And when you dehydrate and dry out, your sinuses start getting clogged, your lungs start getting clogged, the mucus that your body makes to defend itself dries up, your joints dry up, your skin dries up, you feel yicky and crappy all over. And of course, that pays the bills around here because you run to the chiropractor, but in between, just hydrate yourself. You drink a great big glass of water, and instantly you'll know the difference. Your joints will feel better, your brain will work a little bit better, and it just kind of thins the blood out and makes the fluids run better. But beyond hydration, for as long as I've had a clinic, we've been promoting this thing called Super Tonic. Now, I first got this recipe from a Dr. Schultz out in California, who is a naturopath and healthcare ninja. He is not afraid to tell you exactly how it is. He's been that way for about 30 years. And this is grocery store medicine. It's from his series called The Incurables. There's no such thing as an incurable. There's no disease in the body that can't be addressed and turned around with proper understanding of what's causing it and helping me out. But the Super Tonic. Every year the season changes and your body has to adapt to new environmental stresses of fall and winter. Major media channels along with Orthodox medicine will be bombarding us with propaganda about taking flu shots to keep from getting this year's designer bug. The flu shot this year has the H1N1 virus in it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you know, they couldn't get it. People wouldn't take it last year on its own, so they just, we'll just blend this in with the normal flu shot, and that way everybody gets their genetically engineered vaccines. Recent research shows that vaccinations do not prevent you from getting a disease. Worse yet, it has been shown that receiving four flu shots in a row will increase your chances of getting Alzheimer's by over 400%. Now, I've been treating Alzheimer's patients recently, and there's a lot of sadness and yet humorous stories when people go through Alzheimer's. I mean, I had a story today. This guy with Alzheimer's was looking in the mirror and talking to his image in the mirror as if it were somebody else. And he's telling him, you know, you look a lot like my dad. You know, you really have a familiarity with my brother. You know, the guy's standing there looking at himself in the mirror. So, I mean, that's sad and funny kind of all at the same time. You know, you don't know where to go with that when you start losing contact with your brain. And wow. So you want to stay away from that kind of stuff. And we know that a lot of aluminum and heavy metal toxins, mercury and these kind of things cause a swirling or a misgrowth of the neurons in the brain and can lead to these kind of problems in the future, and you don't want to go there. Your immune system is much more complex than we ever knew. We know that there are two parts of the immune system. The short-term reactionary side that you experience when you get a cold or flu, that's the coughing and the wheezing and all this kind of stuff. This is what we call acute immune system. And the long-term low-grade inflammation seen in allergies, asthma, and rheumatoid arthritis. So you have two phases of the immune reaction. You have the acute phase, which just happens real quick, and then you also have this long-term chronic inflammation kind of stuff, arthritis and degeneration and stuff. It turns out that using vaccinations to stop the short-term effects of infections will increase the likelihood that you'll develop long-term allergies instead. So there's your trade-off. Even if vaccines worked, which I really don't see any kind of long-term documentation that they do work. I tell you what, you want to get an argument with somebody about vaccines, ask them this one question. It's kind of complicated, so I'll say it slowly. Please show me a study of at least 50,000 people monitored of equal social economic status, monitored over a 5 to 20 year period, that have been double blind injected with vaccine or a saline solution. But when the scientist says double blind, what he means is the patient doesn't know whether he got the saline solution or the actual vaccine, and the doctor applying it doesn't know which one he gave to the patient. So you've blinded the patient and you've blinded the doctor giving the treatment. So neither one of them knows what's going on. And then you follow and monitor the patient over a period of time. I would say 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years. I mean, how long have we been dealing with vaccines? You know, a long time. We should have these studies available to us. Get a population of people that got the saline and another population of people that got the vaccine, and then monitor them to see if they got the disease, or also look at their asthma and their allergy and their other chronic health conditions over the period of their lifetimes. This study has never been done. When I ask this question of doctors or any kind of experts, their answer back is, it's unethical to withhold known treatments for somebody. In other words, giving them a saline solution instead of the known treatment vaccine. Well, that's a cop-out. That is just BS, because how do you know it's successful if you've never done a proper study to find out if it's successful? Now, vaccines wasn't my topic tonight, but I kind of run off in that direction.
Well, it's important for people to know.
Yeah, especially this time of year, because the Supertonic is put out as an alternative to your flu vaccines. And I definitely don't recommend going and getting, you know, and let's put another thing out for the flu vaccine, okay? Where do you get the flu? What part of your body is exposed to the flu viruses?
That I don't know.
Your nose, your mouth, your lungs?
I would think it would be through... either through breathing it in or through like touching something and eating or whatever.
Right. And then it goes into the eyes or whatever, but it comes from the surface deeper into the body. You see, your body at the skin level and in the mouth and in the lungs is populated heavily with white blood cells, or the killer T cells, and the immune system inhabits these areas called in the skin and the lungs. So when a foreign particle gets exposed to this part of the tissue, you have an immune system sitting there ready. It's like having troops on the border. If they're trying to get into the border, you have troops sitting there and they can't get in because the troops are there to repel the infection. But when you take a needle and bypass the skin and inject these toxins directly into the bloodstream where they're never supposed to be, they're not supposed to get there because you have immune system border patrol in the lungs and on the skin to keep them from getting there. But yet you take a mechanical instrument called a needle and bypass your border patrol and inject the foreigners right into the heartland, right where there's no protection at all, so that it stimulates the immune system to somehow generate your border patrol to understand what's coming in again. It's just a silly idea across the board of even how they do it. So let's get back to the topic here, the Supertonic. All right. Now, when you start taking the Supertonic and you make this stuff up, your house is going to smell wonderful when you make this. And by the way, if you start taking it, it's probably a good idea to have your friends and loved ones take it as well. And you'll see why in just a minute. There are 5 primary ingredients in the Supertonic. Okay. The first ingredient is onions. That's right. Onions. Everybody loves onions, right? Well, it seems that onions, hold on a second, onions have a lot of medicinal properties to them. Onions include substantial relief for a number of diseases such as common cold, asthma, bacterial infections, respiratory problems, angina, that's chest pain from the heart, and cough. Onions are also known to repel bloodthirsty insects. In other words, you may say that onions are godsend gifts. Onions are known to possess curative values from ancient times. Let's see, some of the things that onions are good for. Onions, there's traces of essential oils. There's calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, selenium, and phosphorus in an onion. The antibacterial properties of onions teamed with antifungal uses, so they kill bacteria, or fungus, and yeasts. The onions, good oral health. Onions are often used to prevent tooth decay or oral infections. Chewing raw onions for 2 to 3 minutes could possibly kill all germs present in the mouth area. So gingivitis and gum, just chew on an onion. Treatment for heart ailments. Onions aid in thinning of the blood, which in turn prevents the red blood cells from forming clumps. These blocks could lead to heart disorders and cardiovascular diseases. You talk about people taking blood thinners like Coumadin. Oh my goodness, that's nasty stuff. Instead of Coumadin, very clearly we know magnesium helps, and onions are a blood thinner. So you'll notice if you're taking these toxic chemicals that the drug doctors give you, they're going to say, don't eat these foods or don't do this stuff. Vitamin E is another blood thinner. And what I'm saying is, why don't you take charge of your own health? And when you take the exams to realize there's an imbalance, let's learn some things that you can guard and grow yourself as a very, very effective medicine that costs little to nothing to you or to the healthcare system. You want to solve the healthcare crisis in America? Start taking care of yourself. Glowing skin. Onion juice mixed with honey or olive oil is said to be best treatment for acne condition. Treatments for cough. Consuming equal mixtures of onion juice and honey can relieve sore throats and cough symptoms. Apply onion juice to reduce the pain caused by due to bee stings. Fresh onion juice or paste can be used external application for insect bites and scorpion stings. Boost sexual drive. Onions are said to increase the urge for healthy sexual life. 1 tablespoon of onion juice along with a spoonful of ginger juice, we're going to talk about that in a minute, taken twice a day can boost the libido and sex drive. All right? Treating anemic conditions. Even anemic conditions can be improved by eating onions along with jaggery and water. Stomach ache, urinary disorders, prevention of cancer. Onions are rich in active compounds that successfully inhibit the development of cancerous cells. Relieving earache. A few drops of onion juice may actually prove immensely beneficial to individuals suffering from acute earache. According to Peace Health, onions have been useful for treating various human diseases such as tumors, persistent coughs, and colds. Medicinal practitioners consider this plant a form of perfect home remedy for relieving disease syndromes. Onions consist of sulfur-rich compounds. There's a lot of sulfur, which is even in the World War I, they used sulfur as an antibiotic. So the first ingredient in the super tonic is onions. And you want to take one large white or yellow, the stronger the better, onion, chop it up and throw it in a blender, okay? The second ingredient in the super tonic is, we just mentioned it a second ago, ginger. All right? Ginger has a number of positive health benefits. It settles the stomach. And hold on just a second here. I'm on the wrong page. Sorry about that.
Stuff to remember.
It is. And I've got some of these things printed out so that I can remember all this stuff. Okay, ginger. Ginger is it's a very quick and known treatment for upset stomach. Okay, for pregnant moms, you can chew on some ginger candies for air sickness, stuff like that. Motion sickness is very helpful for that. But some more advanced stuff, ovarian cancer treatment. Ginger may be a powerful weapon in treatment of ovarian cancer. A study conducted at the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center found that ginger powder induces cell death in all ovarian cancer cells to which it was applied. Apoptosis, or cell apoptosis, they call it, where the cells actually commit suicide when they're exposed to certain things. And that's the problem with cancers. They don't do that. They don't die off. But applying these ginger and some of these other herbs I'm going to talk about is very promising. Recent studies show that these things kill cancer. Colon cancer prevention. A study at the University of Minnesota found that ginger may slow the growth of colorectal cancer cells. Morning sickness. A review of several studies has concluded that ginger is just as effective as vitamin B6 in the treatment of morning sickness. Motion sickness remedy. Reduce pain and inflammation. Ginger has anti-inflammatory properties and is a powerful natural painkiller. Heartburn relief. Ginger has long been used as a natural heartburn remedy. It is most often taken in the form of a tea for this purpose. Cold and flu prevention. Treatment, ginger has long been used as a natural treatment of colds and flus, migraine relief, menstrual cramp relief, prevention of diabetic nephropathy. Diabetes in rats found that those rats given ginger had a reduced incidence of diabetic nephropathy, kidney damage. There's nephropathy. So it protects the kidneys from too much sugar in the blood. So you're seeing just massive benefits to ginger. Ginger, in the super tonic recipe, you basically go and you get the root from the grocery store, and you want about a hand-sized chunk. So just take an adult hand, and it looks like a little man, you know, when you go to the store. It's kind of a yellow. And I take a potato peeler, and I peel off the outer husks of the ginger to get into it, and you can actually chop it up a little bit. Basically, it's a very pulpy herb, a root herb, so you want to, like, chop it into smaller chunks when you throw it in the blender. So throw a big chunk of ginger in the blender. Now you've got onion, you've got ginger. Your next ingredient is horseradish. Okay? So we've got onion, we've got ginger, and we've got horseradish. What does horseradish do? Well, horseradish is very, very good for your lungs. And a matter of fact, horseradish is beneficial in dissolving mucus in the nose and also helpful in the sinus. You will know when horseradish has done its work because the violent sensation resulting from the initial use of the sauce will gently reduce and finally almost disappear along with the mucus. So if you have a lot of sinus congestion and anything in the respiratory tract, bronchitis or anything like that, horseradish is a very effective treatment. And you can see that. If you ever tried horseradish sauce with your prime rib or anything like that, you know it clears your head. Horseradish contains glucosinolates. Okay, a compound in the root that is glucosinolates. Yeah, thought to increase human resistance to cancer. It is said also that glucosinolates increase liver's ability to detoxify and eliminate carcinogens that may cause malignant tumors. Horseradish has exceptionally high vitamin C content. We all know what vitamin C does as an antioxidant and cell repairer. Horseradish antibiotic properties can help cure urinary tract infections and kill bacteria in the throat. Horseradish is used as a diuretic. It was used by herbalists to treat kidney stones and edema. Stimulates the appetite, has an aphrodisiac property. Horseradish can cure toothaches. You take a piece of horseradish and chew on it, and it actually will numb the gingivitis and help clear up toothaches, tooth problems. All right? All right, horseradish in high doses is recommended, can cause stomach upset, vomiting, and excessive sweating. So and avoid it if you're pregnant, except in the supertonic, the doses is low enough and it's mixed with other things that I have no problem with you taking a shot of the supertonic every day. You're not eating a big chunk of horseradish with this. So you take horseradish. Now, I found over the years that the horseradish, as far as the herb, is the hardest one to get in its raw format. All right, so if you got a grocery store or a natural center that has raw horseradish, awesome. But if you don't, you can go into the canned food segment and get a little jar of pre-ground horseradish. Just make sure it has nothing in it but horseradish. And you just throw the whole jar in there, 4 ounces, something like that, or just basically a big 4 or 6 inch chunk of horseradish that you chop or grate up and throw that in the blender as well. So we got onion, ginger, and horseradish so far. We're going to take a break real quick. Everybody get a drink. And we'll be back in a few minutes to finish off this supertonic recipe, and you guys get your blenders out and get making it. See you in a second. This is Dr. Drumright, Minutes of Memories.
Jackalope 105 FM.
How about a big bag of Skittles? Lemon, lime, grape, watermelon. Oh!
Jackalope 105 FM.
All right, we're back, and it's Friday night. Jackalope Radio, Minutes to Memories. This is Dr. Drumright. We're talking about the Supertonic, one of my favorite topics. So this is the fall. It's time for Supertonic. We put three ingredients in. We got our onions, we got our horseradish, and we got our ginger. We got one more root to go, and then we're going to move up to an actual leafy plant. The last root, and I bet you can guess what this is, garlic. All right, vampires hate garlic, but human beings love garlic. Garlic helps manage your cholesterol. Everybody's heard of that one probably by now. It's a natural mosquito repellent. If you didn't know that, if instead of putting those toxic chemicals on the surface of your skin, eat some garlic. If you got to do it consistently for several days, get the garlic in your system, and the mosquitoes don't like it, and they don't like you. No matter anything that sucks blood probably doesn't like you if you eat garlic. Isn't that right? That's right. Okay. Yeah, the vampires don't like you either. So eat that garlic and you're good to go on that. So we throw the garlic into the mix. Now, a couple other things about garlic. Garlic is primary ingredient is allicin, and allicin will not become active unless you crush her. You have to cut it into small little cubes. The more you cut it up, the more the allicin manifests or is created. Cooking the whole bulbs of garlic is useless. There's no medicinal quality to it. You have to chop it up and you have to crush it to activate the chemicals to turn into the allicin, which is a sulfuryl compound that's highly effective at boosting your immune system. It's antifungal. Microwaves completely destroy the effects of garlic. So microwaves, do not microwave your food, okay? I prefer an open flame for warming up, but stovetop is always much better than microwave because the microwave radiation breaks down the complex chemicals of good nutrients and just turns it into MSG and salts and just non-nutritional nasty stuff. Garlic, I'm not going to get a whole bunch into garlic because I want to get into my favorite herb here in a minute. Hold on just a second here. So garlic... For the recipe, you want to put one whole bulb of garlic, not the little beads of garlic, but take the entire bulb, break it apart, crush it, run it through a crushing little, if you do any Italian cooking, you have one of those hand crushers. Or if you don't have a crusher, then chop it up really finely. This is the one that you don't want to just throw in there wholesale, even though the blender probably will chop it up, but I would like you to chop it or crush it first before you put it into the blender. So put one whole bulb of garlic into the blender. And the last ingredient is cayenne peppers, jalapeno peppers. Jalapeno peppers, the medicinal qualities of jalapeno peppers, they're called the mother of all herbs. I mean, these things are magical in their ability and how they affect the body. First of all, have crushed red pepper in your medicine cabinet because applied to an open wound, it vasoconstricts and stops the bleeding immediately. So if you have a cut or wound, and it's not hot, okay? When you put it on an open wound like that, you don't get the heat effect. You just vasoconstricts and stops the bleeding. We had a testimonial from a doctor in Africa who was on a safari, and one of his handlers got his femoral artery, the big artery in your leg, sliced open with one of these skinning knives. They were 300 miles from anywhere. The kid was going to bleed out. The doctor remembered our seminar. And called the cook, and they had cayenne pepper, put a handful of cayenne pepper on the opening the wound. He said it bubbled and gurgled for a second and then stopped. The bleeding stopped where a tourniquet couldn't work because it was too close into the crotch, and literally saved this kid's life by the one seminar that we taught this doctor who was out in the wilderness doing this. So as a topical, it's a vasoconstrictor, but more interestingly, taking internally, it's a vasodilator. What that means is it opens up the blood vessels. It'll stop a heart attack in 30 seconds. So you got somebody who's having a heart attack and they're grabbing their chest and, Ethel, I'm coming to join you, Ethel. You know, that kind of stuff. Shove some Tabasco sauce in their mouth. If you got cayenne pepper, put some cayenne pepper on their mouth. It goes straight to the heart. Dilates the blood vessels, opens up the tubes and the arteries, and allows the blood and oxygen to begin flowing to the tissue again. Stops the heart attack in mid-stroke. Okay. It kills cancer cells, prostate cancer, there's been studies, lung cancers, pancreatic cancer. It's a vasodilator. It lowers the blood pressure, okay, while it cleans the arteries. Now, it's really easy to explain why cayenne lowers blood pressure, because blood pressure is, blood is a fluid flowing through a pipe. That's your arteries. So if you have, if you turn up the blood volume, like turning up your sink, you increase the pressure in the arteries because you're trying to push too much fluid through a small pipe. Now, another way to increase the pressure, if you have the same amount of fluid going through the pipe and then you shrink the pipe. So it's like the nozzle at the end of a squirt gun. When you're pushing the water through the tube, everything's fine, but then you would constrict the tube at the end, it turns that free-flowing fluid into a really tight stream with a high-pressure output, so you could peel the paint off the wall with these kind of hose constrictions. So that, when your arteries are in constriction from lack of magnesium and different things that can cause that, bad diet primarily, not enough exercise, stress, one very quick way to lower the blood pressure is to dilate the arteries. And the fastest way to dilate the arteries is cayenne pepper. Take your cayenne pepper. You know, a good way to get it, well, so just take the supertonic, okay? And that's what I'm promoting tonight, is make the supertonic. The cayenne pepper goes in the supertonic. Take a handful of hot peppers. I mean, some people mix them with habaneros and the different flavors and stuff you can do, but any of them will work. Anything that that has the cayenne or the heat index in it, it has all these medicinal benefits. It equalizes blood. Oh, this is another interesting thing about cayenne pepper. When you get the cayenne in the body on a regular basis, it equalizes blood pressure throughout the body. Now, things like varicose veins occur because the blood pressure in the legs is much higher than the blood pressure of a gravity-fed blood pressure in the legs goes up because of gravity effects compared to blood pressure in your head or other places. So what the cayenne pepper does is it tones the arteries and equalizes the blood pressure throughout the body, decreasing the pressure on the varicose veins and help them recover from this very painful, for some people's disability in their legs. So cayenne pepper is an effective treatment in the long run. You have to take it consistently for a while to help with varicose veins. It makes your arteries more elastic, so it helps you handle stress and exertion. Allergies. In 2006, a study showed that 80% of human prostate cancer cells commit suicide when exposed to capsaicin, the primary ingredient in jalapeno peppers. So it is a cancer treatment. It's for asthma. It dilates the sinuses. It's primarily for the heart. So we got the horseradish for the lungs, the cayenne pepper for the heart, the garlic for the immune system, the onions for the kidneys and the bowels, and then the ginger for the stomach and the hormones and the balance throughout the body.
I'll tell you what, those peppers really do work. I even take those like when I start feeling a sore throat coming on or anything, because they really do help you.
Yeah, well, they dilate the blood vessels and the capillary beds in the sinuses and the throat. And what that means is you get more blood, meaning no more immune system. So if you have something that's trying to set up shop there, the other thing they do is they mobilize the mucus. See, a lot of sore throats and these kind of things occur because the mucus gets dried out and sticky, and so something foreign gets in there and can get lodged in that sticky mucus. So the cayenne pepper, and then we use this for sinus infections where you actually snort the cayenne pepper.
Wow.
You put it right up in, and you can put it in a neti pot with warm water. There's different ways to apply it, but ultimately just get crushed red pepper and snort it right into your sinuses. At first, yeah, it feels like you're blowing your head off, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But just like anything else, you can get used to it, and you don't have to do this very often. See, the big thing about sinus infections, it's a problem when they treat you with antibiotics, is the infection, the infection is not in the bloodstream where the antibiotics can get to it. The infection is in the mucus. It's in the tissue, the fluids and the gunk that's like in the sinus cavities away from your immune system. So taking an antibiotic is not functional at all, because even if it is a bacteria that the antibody can work with, it's not going to have access to this bacteria because there's no blood supply in the mucus directly.
Right.
So what you need is a treatment to the mucus, to the mucosal membranes, to the snot, if you will. And the cayenne pepper gets the snot flowing, gets the mucus flowing, and so it helps the body clean out, and then it also brings in fresh blood supply, so you get an enhanced immune reaction at the same time as mobilized mucus, and very effective at chronic sinus infections, sinusitis, and upper respiratory problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that's the good thing is, you know, you can do it yourself cheap. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, it's very cheap. Other things, gout. It helps with kidneys processing uric acid. It's good for heartburn, believe it or not. I was talking to a patient tonight about this, and he's like, well, I have heartburn, so I can't take that stuff. I'm like, be honest with you, your heartburn is primarily caused by probably a problem in your back, which we're working on, but also your stomach is not producing enough acid. I know that sounds silly, but the pain in the stomach comes from an imbalance in the stomach acids, not necessarily too much acid. And you take the cayenne pepper, vasodilates, increases the blood supply in the stomach, which helps the goblet cells and the stomach cells themselves regulate and balance, and it lowers the stomach acid content, even though the common wisdom, or it seems like, taking these kind of things would actually irritate and make the problem worse.
It doesn't, though.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. And I've seen this many times with patients who had the courage to go ahead and try it. And sure enough, you know, regular treatment with the cayenne pepper and the supertonic. See, the supertonic is not just cayenne peppers. It's all these other things all mixed together, and the ginger in there is very good for the stomach. So supertonic, and that's why we call it supertonic, okay? You got something for stomach, you got something for sinuses, you got something for headaches, you got colds, flus, bowel problems, skin problems. You know, it's the super tonic.
It is.
It's wonderful stuff. So now that you got all the herbs all chopped up and put in there, you want to do is pour in a bottle of your favorite vodka. Yep, the whole bottle. Okay, cover with a quart of 80 proof vodka. Vodka is important to withdraw or pull the carbohydrate-based essence of these herbs out into solution. All right, now let this mixture stand for 14 days, shaking it every day. Now, I know some people out there have this problem with alcohol, and I absolutely appreciate that. But let me finish this, and we'll talk to you about how to get the tonic without the alcohol. So you shake it up every day with the vodka. At the end of 14 days, strain off the majority of the pulp and use a sifter at first, because this is thick, hairy pulp you got in there, and any kind of filter it's just going to clog it right up. So sift it out first with a strainer, like a spaghetti strainer, get the heavy pulp out, and you do this kind of in layers. Now, I had somebody ask me the other day, you can leave the pulp in. You don't need to get the pulp out. It's going to be very chewy, and you can just take a spoon and sift off the top because the pulp will settle to the bottom. After it's set for 2 weeks, you put another quart of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, in it. So now you've got a vinegar vodka base that produces about a half a gallon of this supertonic. Mm. A half a gallon of supertonic taken every day for a family of five will last you a year. There's no shelf life on it. That lasts, you know, what is it? It's vinegar and vodka and a bunch of rooty herbs. It doesn't spoil. The flavor changes as time goes by, but it does not spoil.
Gotcha.
Because it's its own preservative. It's a tonic. So you take a teaspoon twice a day to prevent illness, or every hour if you are already sick. This tonic will boost your immune system, improve digestion, clear your arteries, and open your sinuses, all with no side effects. It does not have to be refrigerated. So you mix up the vinegar and the vodka, and you sift it all out, and you talk your family and your friends and everybody into sharing this stuff. And if you live in Kansas City, bring by a batch for me, and I'll work out a trade with you. I'll get you some kind of treatment or something for a portion of your supertonic, because I really love tasting other people's supertonic. I had somebody bring me one in with all organic stuff at one time, and another guy brought me a batch in that he grew all the vegetables himself.
Oh, wow.
These were all straight out of his garden. Another guy brought me in with habanero peppers. You know, he's like, oh, this is, you know, trying to make me overheat. What he doesn't understand is I take this stuff every day.
So you're excited about it. Yeah.
Well, so to get me to actually react to a cayenne pepper or spicy food is very difficult, because you become acclimated to it. If you take spicy foods every day, it's just like candy to you. You can eat a habanero pepper, and it makes your head sweat a little bit, but man, is it good.
Yeah.
You can really enjoy the flavor of a habanero. But don't try a habanero the first time out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Start off with a banana pepper. Start off with a fresh jalapeno pepper. They're not so bad. And get yourself used to this stuff, okay? Medicine is fun. But it's not necessarily, it's not a sugary treat. Okay. It's real plants with real complicated chemicals in them that you don't need to know all the complications. You don't need to know all that stuff. Just know that these kind of plants are very good medicine for just about everything that ails you. Go get you go to the grocery store, head to the produce section, get your roots together, get you a bottle of vodka. And on the vodka thing, there's a thing called flashing. So when you take the Supertonic and it's all ready and you have a problem with alcohol, what you do is you take the tablespoon and you take a candle or some live flame and you just pull the live flame underneath this tablespoon just for a second, and alcohol evaporates very quickly at a very low temperature. So just a really quick flash of a flame underneath that teaspoon will instantly evaporate all the alcohol out of the solution. You need the alcohol in making it because it draws the essence out of the herbs. But if you don't like alcohol, all you do is before you take it, you flash off the alcohol, and this way you can give it to your kids as well. So that's it. That's the recipe. No flu shot. Make you some Supertonic. Share it with your friends. I have the recipe on my website, harmonyhealth.com. You can look it up. It's on my blog. All kinds of ways that I can get this information out to you guys and communicate with you. We got some exciting shows coming up in the future. Friday night, relax, go out, have fun. This is Dr. Drumright, Minutes to Memories.